Can you hear me?
Yes.
你要不要试一试？
听得到吗？
我们是不是有点像中国的那个春晚的相声团？
Looks like we're here to entertain everyone.
刚刚 James 拿着那个讲稿像了。
I was holding the notes for today's sermon.
可能有人以为我今天的信息是 James 写的。
You might think that James wrote a sermon today.
其实我是那种 Saturday night fever preacher. 我是到了礼拜六晚上才勤劳写作的。所以是讲章是新鲜出炉的。
And then sermon is fresh every Sunday.
是在八个小时以前才写成的。
It's finished 8 hours ago.
那是半夜两点钟才写完的。
Finished at 2 a.m.
所以今天早上他才有机会拿到来看一看。
This morning was able to take a look at it.
所以如果讲的是那如果有哪里翻译有什么 glitches， 那是我的责任，不是他的责任。
So any glitches in translation is Reverend Lin's responsibility.
然后我们也谢谢那个 Peter 帮我们弄了一个新的一个 control.
Well, thank Peter for arranging this new remote control for us.
所以今后呢，所有的这个打这个 PowerPoint 打出来都是我在控制。
So the speaker have control over the PowerPoint presentation.
如果请错了的话呢，也是我的责任。
If the PowerPoint presentation is incorrect, it's also Reverend Lin's responsibility.
我们今天是中国新年的第一个是主日。
Today is the first Sunday after the Chinese New Year.
我们大家一起聚会，因为这是一个是中国人的传统。
As we gather together, as in Chinese tradition.
过年的时候，家人们要团聚。
In the New Year, the family usually get together.
然后那新年了，那大家也要互相是问安道平安。
And we say greetings to one another.
那中国新年以前的习俗是家家门上门框跟门楣上都要贴上春联。
According to tradition, in Chinese New Year time, we'll put in red banners around the door.
然后那都是用红纸写的。
With a red paper.
据说曾经有一个文人。
There was a scholar at one point.
在村子里面。
In a village.
他很讨厌他写的联对联都被人家抄去。
He didn't like that the people copy on his writings for the banner.
所以有一年的除夕晚上，他就在自己的门口贴了两个春联。
So one year he put up two banners. It says,
一边写夫无双至
said, blessings does not come in pairs.
然后另外一边说祸不单行
And the other side says, curses does not come alone.
然后大家都不敢抄了
So no one dared to copy this writing.
然后到半夜的时候当那个进入新的一年的时候
After midnight in New Year,
这个文人偷偷的起来，蘸点墨，把下面的字加上去。
He got up and added a few words.
第二天早上起来，大家一看，还不错。
So everyone see that the next day is actually a very good poetry.
夫无双至，今天至。
Blessings do not come in pair except today.
祸不单行，昨夜行。
Curses does not come alone except yesterday.
所以所有的过往都过去了。
So all the bad thing has passed.
新的一年，一个新的开始。
The new year, the new beginning.
其实在圣经里面，犹太人的最早的一个新年也是这么样子的。
In the Bible recording, the Jewish New Year is also like this.
我想我们小时候，如果你有上主日学，一定有听过啊，那是逾越节的故事。
If you go to Sunday school when you're young, you must have heard a story about Passover.
啊，那圣经上说逾越节是他们的一年的开始。
In the Bible, the Passover is the beginning of a new year.
以前的那些做奴役的那些日子都要过去。
In the past, the days of slavery has passed.
因为神拯救了他们，给他们一个新的开始。
God has saved them and given them a new beginning.
并且还能，他们犹太人也是在门上还能是用红色是抹了还能颜色上去。
And、the Jewish people also put a red color around the door.
还能中国人为什么会有春联呢？
People ask, how come the Chinese people use these red banners for New Year's?
其实根据传统，不是字的问题，而是颜色的问题。
Traditionally, it's not just the writing on top, but the red color itself.
中国的传说说，从先在远古的时候，其实有一个怪兽要出来吃人。
According to legend, there is a beast that comes out every New Year, during the New Year time.
然后在除夕的时候是家家户户要去吃人。
And this beast will go eat people around New Year time.
然后大家都害怕的要躲到山里去。
So everyone is very scared, so they will escape to the mountains.
后来不然哪一年有一位智者给他们出了一个建议。
But one year someone suggested that.
说好呢，你们把那个一些的红纸贴在门框跟门楣上。
You put a red paper around the door.
然后呢，在家里把一些干的竹子用火烧起来，让它噼噼啪啪是响，所以叫做爆竹。
And you burn some bamboo in the home to make some noise.
然后这个年兽来到你这家的时候，他看见这个红纸，看见红色，他就会越过而去。
And the beast see the red color and the sound, and it will pass over this household.
当我们读到那个中国的传统跟圣经里面的记载的时候，觉得两个很有相像的地方。
And this Chinese legend is actually very similar to some of the writing in the Old Testament.
不知道是不是从前我们的老祖先是从是犹太人那里得到的智慧。
We're not sure if the legend came from the Jewish culture.
在出埃及记十二章那里记载说，在逾越节的夜晚。
In Exodus chapter 12, described the night of the Passover.
上帝要在埃及降下第十个灾害。
God was given the 10th plague in Egypt.
上帝的使者，灭命的使者，要击杀一切投生的人和牲畜。
God's angel will kill all the firstborn of people and beast.
那是上帝用公义审判全地的一夜。
It is a night of judgment with God's righteousness.
但是上帝在他的慈悲当中是提供了一个逃避死亡获得新生的方法。
But at the same time, in God's mercy, he also provided a way out to avoid death.
只要那人相信上帝的应许，
As long as you believe in God's promise,
他愿意遵照上帝所提示的方法
willing to be obedient to God's command,
是准备一只无残疾的公羊羔
to prepare a lamb without defect,
将羊杀了，将羊的血按照上帝的指示涂在这家人的门框和门楣上
to kill the lamb, use the blood to paint it around the door.
这屋里的人就要得到赦免，就要得到平安。
That family will be Passover will have peace.
因为这个羔羊的替死
because the substitution of the lamb.
因为屋里的人信靠并且遵循上帝所提示的途径
because the family believed and obeyed God's instructions.
上帝的审判就要越过这家人而去
God's judgment will pass over this family.
灭命的灾殃就不临到。
The suffering of death will not come upon this family.
上帝的羔羊就是替代人而死。
God's lamb died for the family.
使人因此免于上帝的审判。
So that household would not be judged by God.
正如希伯来书九章 是二十二节所说的。
It's like Hebrew 9 verse 22 says,
按着律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
逾越节的发生。
The happening of the Passover
是上帝用旧约的事迹来预表基督耶稣的救恩。
Because God used the Old Testament as an example and to predict the salvation that come from Jesus Christ.
这告诉我们两样重要的真理。
It tells two very important truths.
上帝的公义。
God's righteousness.
唯一的救法。
And the only way to salvation.
上帝的公义。
God's righteousness.
今天许多的教会
Today, many churches
在灵恩派和成功神学的影响之下
In the influence of prosperity gospel and also in charismatic movement
往往将上帝描写成一个属天的圣诞老公公
Often describe God almost as a Santa Claus in heaven
予取予还有求必应
You can ask whatever you want and God will give it to you
电视上有一些基督教的牧师讲员
On TV, there's many speakers.
常常强调说 name it and claim it.
So you can name it and claim it.
只要有信心，他们说
As long as you have faith.
高薪的工作
You can have a good paying job.
那名贵的轿车
Expensive car.
豪华的住宅
Beautiful home.
成功人士的生活
And have a successful life.
你都可以借着祷告随手可得
You can get it through prayer anytime.
对不起，这个很肤浅。
Sorry, this is a very superficial
interpretation. 实在叫人难以置信。
You cannot truly believe it.
圣经中清楚的教导。
The Bible very clearly was teaching us.
上帝不单单有慈爱有恩典。
God is merciful and love.
也有圣洁公义。
But he is also holy and righteous.
在出埃及记34:5-7说。
In Exodus chapter 34, verses 5 to 7 says,
有当时还能耶和华在云中降临，跟摩西一同站在那里，宣告耶和华的名。
Then the Lord came down in a cloud and stood there with him and proclaimed his name, the Lord.
然后神怎么说呢？
What did he say?
那说耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神。不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪业、过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪。
Verse 6, and he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, "The Lord, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abundant in love and faithfulness." Maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellious and sin. Yet, he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punished the children and the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation.
上帝有很多的怜悯和慈爱。
God is full of mercy and love.
但是上帝也是公义的上帝。
He's also a righteous God.
所以摩西虽然跟上帝很亲密。
So even though Moses was very close to God,
出埃及记3:11说，摩西跟上帝讲话就好像人跟朋友讲话一样。
In Exodus chapter 3:11, it says Moses talked to God just like among friends.
但是上帝仍然是上帝。
But God is still God.
所以当上帝宣告他的本性的时候，摩西是在上帝的面前是俯伏下拜，说。只又求你赦免我们的罪业和罪恶。
But when God revealed Himself, Moses knelt down before Him and said, "Lord, if I have found favor in Your eyes, and let the Lord go with us, although there's the stiff-necked people, forgive our wickedness and our sin, and take us as Your inheritance."
那上帝是圣洁的，所以摩西来到上帝面前。也是知道他们需要赦免。
This God is holy, so Moses knows that coming before God, he needs to ask for forgiveness.
圣经中有好些例子。
There are many examples in the Bible.
显示上帝圣洁和公义。
reveal God's righteousness and holiness.
使人不能够掉以轻心，视若无睹的。
It's something that we cannot ignore.
有几个三项我们可以看一看。
We can take a look at three examples.
第一，与上帝熟悉，并不等于说可以轻慢上帝。
Number one, just because you're familiar with God doesn't mean that you can
take him lightly.
亚伦
家在这件事上学了一课。
And we can take a look at the family of Aaron.
在出埃及记二十四章九到十一节。
In Exodus chapter 24, 9 to 11,
我们看见摩西、亚伦还有亚伦的儿子拿达、亚比户，并且以色列的长老的七十人，他们都有一个很特殊的荣耀。
We see Moses, Aaron, and his son, and also the 70 elders, they have a very special honor to go up the mountain.
And they went up Mount Sinai. And they saw the God of Israel.
They saw the God of Israel.
在第十一节说，他的手不加害在以色列的尊者身上，他们观看神，他们又吃又喝，跟神在一起。
In verse 11, it says, God did not raise his hand against these leaders of the Israelites. They saw God, they ate and drank.
但是这并不等于说是那上帝故此你就可以把它摆在一边视若无睹。
But doesn't mean that you can take God lightly and just ignore them.
虽然他们得到朝见上帝的特殊恩典。
Even though they have the special honor of meeting God.
但是我们在下一卷书里看到，在利未记里十章一到一三节看到，是当亚伦的两个儿子是那个他们在神的坛上献燔火的时候，却那个神的公义就出来了。
As we can see in the following book, the book of Leviticus, chapter 10, verses 1 to 3, it described Aaron's son when they were offering and sacrificing, God's holiness revealed itself.
亚伦的儿子拿达亚比户就是从前上山的这些祭司，现在他拿自己的香炉献上身上火，加上香，在耶和华面前献上燔火，是耶和华没有吩咐他们的。
In verse 1, Aaron's son, Nadab and Abihu took their censers, put fire in them, and added incense, and they offered unauthorized fire before the Lord, contrary to his command.
然后怎么样呢？
Then what happened?
然后就有火从耶和华面前出来，把他们烧灭，他们就死在耶和华面前。于是摩西对亚伦说，这就是耶和华所说，我在亲近我的人中要显为圣。
It says in verse 2, So fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord.Moses then said to Aaron, This is what the Lord spoke of when he said, Among those who approach me, I will be proved holy.
这是上帝的圣洁的一面，是不可以掉以轻心的。
This is the aspect of God, his holiness, that we cannot take lightly.
第二，我们从旧约里面看见，替上帝工作并不等于说你就可以是轻慢上帝。
Secondly, just because you're serving the Lord does not mean that you can take God lightly.
以利家在这个世上被主所教训。
We can see the teaching of Elijah.
在撒母耳记上二章二十七到三十节，我们有打出来。
In Second Samuel, First Samuel chapter 2, verses 27 to 30.
当以利不管束他自己的儿子。
When Eli did not teach his own son,
没有制止他的儿子是作恶。
Did not prevent his sons from doing evil.
上帝就责备以利。
God scolded Eli.
你为何尊重你的儿子过于尊重我？
Because you value your sons over God.
今天可能你的儿子不是在教会里面作恶。
Today, your son may not be doing evil in the church.
但是有时候是不是我们把其他一些的事情放在上帝的以上？
But do we put our own children's things above God?
是不是你觉得你的是家的孩子重要过你对上帝的承诺？
Do you think your child, your children is more important than God?
会不会你因为是你对 你的孩子让你那么看重，以致你把上帝忽略了。
Did you overlook God because of all the energy and time that you spend on your kids?
第三，上帝的拣选并不表示说我们就可以轻慢上帝。
Number three, God's selection does not mean that we can take God lightly.
那这是扫罗跌倒的原因。
This is the reason that Saul fell.
在撒母耳记上十五章十七到二十四节记载。
In the First Samuel chapter 15, verses 17 to 24.
当时上帝吩咐扫罗要灭尽亚玛利人，并他们的一切。
That time, God asked Saul to destroy Amalekites.
但是以色列人他们贪心，他们无知。
But the Israelites, they were greedy and they were ignorant.
那他们没有听从上帝的话。
They did not follow God's command.
他们决定要留下了最好的牛羊，是以及一切的美物，他们不肯是照上帝的话去灭绝这些。
They decide to keep the cattle and some of the good things that they have got.
当扫罗是为了讨民众的喜悦，惧怕百姓而听从他们的话。
And Saul, because he was afraid of the people, he allowed them to keep these things.
撒母耳就在撒母耳记上十五章二十二到二十三节责备扫罗说。
So in 1 Samuel chapter 15, Samuel scolded Saul, says,
那耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。然后撒母耳告诉扫罗说，你既厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华也厌弃你作王。
Verse 22 said, Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of ram. And then he said, Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king.
如果你今天处在扫罗的地位上,
If you're in a position of Saul today,
如果你今天处在扫罗的困境上,
If you are in that situation today,
要你选择
，to let you choose，
你宁可得罪许多人
，you rather offend many people，
你宁可得罪你的上司
，you rather offend your boss，
或者你选择得罪上帝
，or do you choose to offend God？
你要怎么选择
？How do you choose？
你要怎么选择
？How do you choose？
我想很多人会 take the easy way out。
Many people will take the easy way out.
那很多人会说，我宁可选择得罪上帝，我不要得罪人。
You may say that I'd rather offend God than offend other people.
很多人可能说，我宁愿选择得罪那个上帝，不要得罪上司。
Some people may say I'd rather offend God rather than offend my boss.
因为得罪上司会炒鱿鱼，得罪上帝，上帝不炒我鱿鱼。
So if I offend my boss, I may lose my job. But if I offend God, He will not fire me.
很多人就是这么选择。
Many people will choose in this way.
但是事实上不是的。
But it is not.
那圣经给的教导是那个宁可你得罪千万人，不要得罪上帝。
The teaching of the Bible is very clear. You rather you offend many people instead of God.
十六世纪的时候，苏格兰的宗教改革先驱叫做 John Knox.
In the 16th century, one of the A major figure in a religious reform in Scotland is called John Knox.
凭着他忠于圣经、不折不扣的讲道
，because of his faithfulness to the preaching of the Bible,
他使苏格兰改朝换代。
He changed the situation in Scotland.
当时的女王叫做 Mary, Queen of Scots.
At that time, it was ruled by Mary, Queen of Scots.
那她是一个谋杀自己丈夫又生活不检点的女王。
She was a queen who actually murdered her own husband.
但是没有人敢说一句话。
But no one dared to speak anything to her.
但是 John Knox 是公开的指责她。
John Knox was publicly rebuked her.
在那个时代是不要命了。
At that time, he could lose his life.
但是他却勇敢地指责什么是对，什么是错。
But he was courageous enough to point out what is right and what is wrong.
他的讲道使宗教改革的火线燃遍苏格兰。
His preaching enabled the Reformation to continue in Scotland.
使到他的那个 Mary, Queen of Scots, 他们是放弃他的王位，逃到英国去。
So toward the end, Mary, Queen of Scots, actually escaped to England.
使到他的苏格兰成为一个长老中兴旺的国家。
So Scotland became a very prosperous country.
使有人这么样子描述 John Knox。
Someone describes John Knox in such a way.
他是如此敬畏上帝，以致对人一无所怕。
That he feared God so much that he does not afraid of anyone.
在新的一年
，In this new year,
我们要求上帝的恩待。
We need to ask for a blessing from the Lord.
以致我们中间没有人因为怕人的情面而不敢坚持真理。
That we should not be afraid of people in such a way that we do not insist on the truth.
你也要常常的为你自己祷告，为你的家人祷告，为你的牧者祷告，为你教会的长职祷告。
You continue to pray for yourself, your family, your pastors, and your co-workers.
以致没有人是因为一份薪水而不敢坚持真理的立场。
That no one will be afraid to insist on the truth because of our financial gains.
我们每个人都应当如此敬畏上帝。
We all need to fear the Lord in such a way.
以致没有人是怕人的情面。
So that we will not be afraid of other people.
逾越节的第二个真理。
The second truth of the Passover.
是上帝提供了唯一的救法。
That God has provided the only way out.
这就是出埃及记十二章十三节的。
In Exodus chapter 12, verses 13.
这血要在你所住的房屋上做记号。我一见这血，就越过你们去。我击杀埃及地头生的时候，灾殃必不临到你们身上灭你们。
The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt.
这是上帝的应许。
This is God's promise.
当上帝的公义的审判临到的时候，
when the righteousness of our Lord judges us,
人所能够凭藉的一切都没有功效。
We have nothing to depend on.
社会地位是没有用的。
We cannot depend on our social position.
因为在出埃及记十二章二十九节说，当天当灾殃临到的时候，从坐宝座的法老，直到被囚在监里的人的长子，以及一切投身的牲畜，尽都被杀。
In Exodus chapter 12, verse 29, it says, up from Pharaoh all the way down to the prisoners, no matter what your social positions are, no one can escape the plague.
但是而且出生也是没有用的。
And your birth cannot save you.
当灭命的要执行上帝的审判。
Everyone needs to face the judgment of the Lord.
生与死的关键不在于屋里的人是否亚伯拉罕的子孙。
It doesn't even matter if you are a descendant of Abraham.
而是在于你的门杆和门楣上有没有羔羊的血。
Only depends on if there's blood on the door.
因为上帝应许说，
Because God promised,
这血要在你所住的房屋上做记号。
This blood will be a sign.
我一见这血就越过你们去。
I see the blood and I'll pass over you.
行为也是没有用的。
Your action cannot save you either.
当灭命的要执行上帝的审判。
When you're facing God's judgment.
那生与死的关键不是屋里的人是好人还是坏人。
Did not depend on you're a good person or not.
不是屋里的人有没有做过施舍，有没有帮助过人。
Does not depend on if you help the poor.
唯一的分别是屋子里的人有没有信靠上帝的话语，将羔羊的血涂在门楣和门框上。
The only difference is if you believe in the Lord and follow His instruction, putting the blood on the door.
因为上帝定下的唯一的条件就是。
This is the only solution for salvation.
我一见这血就越过你们去。
I see the blood and I'll pass over you.
逾越节的羔羊是一个预表。
The lamb of the Passover is a symbol.
真正的逾越节羔羊是耶稣基督。
The true lamb of the Passover is Jesus Christ.
在约翰福音一章二十九跟三十六节。
In Gospel John chapter 1 verses 29.
当司洗约翰看到耶稣来那里，就说：“看啊，上帝的羔羊，除去世人罪业的主。”
The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
约翰福音三章十六节将整本圣经的信息浓缩成一句话。
Gospel John chapter 3 verses 16 it summarizes the whole salvation in one sentence.
考考大家这句什么话？
I want to test everyone about this verse.
先用中文，然后再用英文，大家都能够背吧。
Chinese and then we'll start with English.
先从中文的开始。有没有人没有动口的，或者张了嘴没有出声音的？希望你都记得。
I hope that you can all remember this verse.
What about the English speaking?
On the English side,
John 3:16, can you recite it?
For God so loved the world that He sent His one Son, before they began to perish.
That is the whole Bible summarized in one verse.
把整本圣经都缩短在一句话上，
这就是上帝拯救世人的唯一的方法。
That's the only way that God you can be saved.
因为上帝说，我一见这血就越过你而去。
Because God says, I see the blood, I will pass over you.
在彼得前书一章十八到十九节，回想耶稣钉十字架的意义的时候说
，First Peter chapter one verses 18 to 19 it says,
你们得赎是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
So you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect.
这就是提到当年逾越节的故事。
This was a reference to the story of the Passover.
正如逾越节的羔羊使物理的人能够免死，耶稣基督的十架使我们信靠他的人的生命。
Just like the blood of a lamb saved you in the Passover,the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross will save us.
或者有人说，为什么只有信靠耶稣才能得救？
Some people may ask, how come only through believing in Jesus that you can be saved?
其实我们没有人一定要信啊。
No one force you to believe it.
你不要出去说牧师说你不用信啊。
Don't say that pastor says you don't need to believe.
而是上帝给我们有自由的选择。
God has given us a freedom to choose.
上帝是公义的。
God is righteous.
上帝有一天是要按公平来到审判每一个人。
God will judge everyone according to His righteousness.
在诗篇九十六篇十三节说
，Psalm 96 verse 13.
他来了，他要审判全地，他要按公义审判世界，按他的信实审判万民。
Let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for He comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the people in His faithfulness.
这么好不好
？Is this good?
当然好。
Of course, this is.
因为上帝如果不公平的话，啊，那这个我们就完蛋了。
If God is not fair, then we'll be.
啊，那上帝偏私的，你给我送多一只猪，我就对你好一点，那就完蛋了。
If God shows favoritism, saying that you have better offering, then you're saved, then we're in big trouble.
所以上帝是公义的。
God is righteous.
但是。啊，那哥林多那里可能也说到哥林多后书五章十节说
，But in the second Corinthians chapter five verse 10,
我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受报。
Says for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
好不好
？Is this good?
公平不公平？先讲公平不公平。
Is this fair?
公平，但是好不好
？Is this good?
不好。
It's not good.
坦白讲不好。
This may not be good for you.
因为上帝绝对公平。
Because God is fair.
但是我们当不起这一份的公平。
But we may not be able to sustain His fairness.
我不是。说什么？我只是说啊，那在诗篇一百三十篇三到四节有一句话， 每次我亲近上帝，来到上帝面前祷告的，我就想到那句话。
Psalm 130, verses 3 to 4, are very important verses that every time the Reverend Lin draw close to God, he remembers.
像诗人说，主耶和华，你若就差罪孽，谁能站得住呢？
If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand?
上帝公平当然好。
It's good that God's fair.
只是我们自己知道，我们自己没有一个人能够面对上帝那一种的公平。
But we all know that we cannot face, we don't have that righteousness, to stand before the Lord.
不错，我可能没有，反正那个好像那个法利赛人说，我没有奸淫，没有掳掠，我没有伤害别人，但是比起上帝的圣洁，我还差很远。
Just that the Pharisees said, I did not steal, I did not commit adultery, but compared with the righteousness of the Lord, we fall short of his standard.
那如果上帝不是只看我的行为，看我的内心，看我的言语，我当不起。
If God looks inside our heart and our speech, and then we cannot stand before him.
所以上帝那句诗人的话说得好，但在你有赦免之恩，要叫人敬畏。
But with you, there is forgiveness so that we can, with reverence, serve you.
因为我们没有一个人能够经得起上帝那一种公义的视察。
Because we could not stand before the Lord for his righteousness.
None of us can face God's scrutiny either.
我们不能够
我不知道你可以帮我翻译成中文吧，我不知道中文要怎么说。
我没有办法忍受这样子的鉴察。
在上帝的公义的审判之中，上帝网开了一面，因为他是慈爱的。
In his righteous judgment, he provided a way out because of his mercy.
为信靠他的人提供了一个恩典的途径。
For those who believe in him, he provided a merciful way out.
一个赦罪的途径。
A way of salvation.
正如彼得前书三章十八节所说的。
First Peter chapter 3 verses 18 says,
基督一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神的面前。
For Christ also suffered once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God.
就好像那只羔羊为屋里的人而死。
Just like the lamb died for the family.
那以致屋里的人可以存活。
So the people in the house can be saved.
无罪的耶稣为你为我而死。
The righteous of Christ died for the
all. 以致我们信靠他的人可以得以存活。
So those who believe in him and depend on him.
这是上帝所命定唯一可以得到赦免的途径。
This is the only way that God has set to be saved.
只有基督耶稣可以替代你我而死。
Only Jesus Christ can substitute your sin and die for you.
正如在哥林多前书十五章三节所说的。
Like 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 3 says,
基督是为我们的罪死了。
That Christ died for our sins.
只有上帝是用这个方法来拯救世人。
God uses way to save the world.
正如在使徒行传四章十二节说。
In the book of Acts chapter 4 verses 12 says,
除他以外别无拯救。
Salvation is found in no one else.
因为在天下人间没有世下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
For there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved.
当上帝的审判临到全地的时候。
When God's judgment arrived,
上帝在信的人身上看到的
God, what he sees in those who believe in him,
正如他在那些屋子上门楣门框上看到的
just like what he sees in those houses with blood on around the door,
那是上帝的羔羊替代你我而死
the Lamb of God has substituted and died for us.
上帝说我一见这血就越过而去
God said, I see the blood, I will pass over.
上帝的公义得到十足的满足
and it satisfies God's righteousness.
上帝的审判就离开我们而去
and God's judgment will not come upon us.
最后门框上的血
lastly the blood on the door
代表了一个明确的信仰的标记
represents a symbol of true belief.
圣经里是没有所谓心里相信暗暗做门徒这回事的。
The Bible is not such a thing as believing your heart in secrecy.
那耶稣在马太福音十章三十二、三十三节明说。
Jesus in the book of Matthew chapter 10 verses 32 and 33 says,
凡在人面前认我的，我在我天上的父面前也认他。
Whoever acknowledge me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven.
但在人面前不认我的，我在我天上的父面前也必不认他。
But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven.
在约翰福音记载了两个人。
In the Gospel of John, it recorded two characters.
一个是最不堪的罪人。
One is a lowly sinner.
这个女人已经有五个丈夫。
This woman has five husbands.
还不知道是嫁了五次还是离婚了五次。
I'm not sure if she married five times or she had divorced five times.
然后她现在又跟一个男人同居。
And now she was living with another man.
这是一个大家所唾弃的，认为人尽可夫的女人。
This is a woman that was looked down by everyone.
她是没有脸面去见邻居的。
He did not have the dignity to see her neighbors.
所以她是在大太阳正午的时候，没有人来打水的时候，才偷偷来打水。
So she went to get water when there was no one around.
她也没有想到要来找耶稣。
She did not seek out Jesus either.
是耶稣来找到她。
Yeah, Jesus seeked her out.
这就是我们所熟悉的这个撒玛利亚妇人。
This is the story of the Samaritan woman.
但是她遇到耶稣之后。
But after she met Jesus,
她的生命有了一个明确的改变。
Her life was changed dramatically.
她变成一个福音的使者。
She became an ambassador of the gospel.
她讲给村人听，来看啊，这个人将我以前所做的坏事都说出来了，这一定是弥赛亚，是基督。
She told the villagers that this man knew everything they have done before. He must be the Messiah.
她的生命的改变。
Her life has changed.
使到村里的人是因此更来到耶稣的面前。
So the other villagers came before the Lord.
当我们看这一段的记载的时候，我们每个人都能够感到救恩的大能。
When we see this description, we can all see the power of the salvation.
在约翰福音里面。
In the Gospel of John.
还有另外一个人。
It's another character.
是一个德高望重的人。
It's a highly respected person.
这个人熟读圣经。
This person knows the Bible very well.
备受尊重。
Was respected by others.
是犹太人最高的公会七十个成员之一。
Was a member of the Sanhedrin.
并且他晚上特地来找耶稣，耶稣没有去找他，是他来找耶稣的。
At night, in secrecy, he came to seek out Jesus.
大家很熟悉的约翰福音第三章的尼哥底母。
People are familiar with Nicodemus.
他夜里来找耶稣问道。
At night, he came to Jesus and asked.
后来过了一段日子，在公会中有人攻击耶稣的时候，他也能够仗义之言讲几句话。
Later on, when people were attacking Jesus, he was able to stand up for Jesus.
那耶稣那个死后，他慷慨地捐出了100斤的没药沉香，是极贵重的捐献。
And after Jesus died, he donated spices for Jesus' burial.
但是在全本的圣经中。
But in the whole book, in the Bible,
我们找不到他有任何悔改信耶稣的凭据。
We did not see any specific changes in his life.
在教会的历史传统里面，没有一个字在提到说尼哥底母是成为一个门徒。
In church tradition, there is no recording of Nicodemus became a disciple.
在那个约翰 在教会的历史的记载中有说到亚利马太的约瑟后来成为一个门徒。
In church tradition, it describes others who became disciples.
但是从来没有提到再有一句话说尼哥底母的下场怎么样。
But did not describe what happened to Nicodemus.
我常常觉得很可惜。
I see this is indeed a wasted opportunity.
很可惜。
It's a shame.
一个人是那么样子有心来认识耶稣。
That this person had the heart to look for.
他是像一个常常去做礼拜、常常去听到，却从来没有真正做主门徒的人。
Just like a person who may be coming to worship every Sunday, but never truly became a disciple.
那他常常的是有兴趣的来认识多一点、知多一点，但他从来没有真正的跨出那信心的一步，说我愿意做耶稣的门徒， 我请耶稣做我的主。
Just like a person who's interested in knowing the Bible but never made a decision to accept Jesus as his personal savior.
他是一个一辈子都在哪里做礼拜的人。
He may be a person that comes to worship every Sunday.
就是坐在那里做礼拜。
Just sitting there to worship.
但是从来没有真正的有侍奉有得救的喜乐。
But never made a decision and to have the joy of salvation.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
新的一年。
In this new year.
新的开始。
A new beginning.
新的机会。
A new opportunity.
你要怎么样子来到将前面的生命来到使用。
How do you use your life ahead of you?
你的生命是要像哪一个人？
Whose life will your life be?
你还是要像尼哥底母那样吗？
Will you be more like Nicodemus?
还是你是有得救信主的凭据？
Or do you have the confirmation of the salvation?
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们祷告。
Let's pray.
慈悲的天父，我们来到你的面前。
Merciful Heavenly Father, we come before you.
我们知道一切都是从你而来。
We know everything comes from you.
生命气息都是从你而来。
Life and breath come from you.
我们的健康，我们的家庭，我们的祝福，我们都是从你而来。
Our health, our family, our blessings come from you.
在新的一年，求主帮助我们。
In this new year, we ask for your help.
让我们是能够跨出信心的一步
so we can step out in faith,
做一个踏实的基督徒
to be a practical Christian,
让我们是站在耶稣基督的应许上
that we can stand in the promise of the Lord,
让我们清清楚楚是接受耶稣基督做我们的救主
that we clearly have accepted the salvation of Jesus Christ,
让我们也在生命中活出做主门徒的凭据。
In our life, we have evidence as your disciples.
求主就帮助我们。
May you help us, Lord.
很多的时候我们心里有感，但是我们在生命中没有动。
Often we move in our heart, but we have no action to demonstrate.
那很多的时候我们心灵固然愿意。
Often we're willing in our heart.
但是我们在肉体软弱
but our body is weak.
求主就帮助我们。
May you help us, Lord.
求主还能带领我们走义路。
May you lead us to walk the way of righteousness.
让我们在新的一年跟随我们的大牧人、好牧人，为我们信心上尺沉重的耶稣基督。
In this new year, let's follow our great shepherd, Jesus Christ.
以致我们所走的路都有主的恩惠和慈爱。
So that whatever we are.Path ahead will be full of your mercy and your grace.
以致我们能够住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
We can live in the temple of the Lord forever.
恭敬的祷告，奉耶稣基督的。
Pray this in Jesus' holy name.
Amen. Amen. 请我们一同是站立唱一首诗歌504首，那我们一同准备我们的心，领受圣餐。请分要分饼分杯的执事到前面来。
Let's stand and sing hymn 504 and prepare our hearts for Holy Communion.
新年转新又来临，恳求我祝福有你，无论在地或天地，为主而活此Let us join our hearts in prayer. I shall pray first in English and then in Chinese. 我们会为祝福饼和杯来的祷告。我会先用英文，然后用中文。Holy God, we praise and bless you for the creation and the gift of life, and for your abiding love, which brings us close to you. You are the source of all blessing.We thank you for revealing your will for us in the giving of the law and in the preaching of the prophets. We thank you especially that in the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, born of Mary, to live in our midst, to share in our suffering, and to accept the pain of death at the hands of those whom Jesus loved.We rejoice that in the perfect victory over the grave, you raised Christ with power to become sovereign in your realm. We celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit to gather your church, by which your work may be done in the world, and through which we share the gift of eternal life. 慈悲的天父，我们感谢你，愿你赐给我们生命。并且你呼召我们来亲近你，你是我们每个人生命的祝福，也是生命的源头。我们感谢主，因为你赐下圣经的话语，借着律法、先知，是来到，是教导我们。我们感谢主，因为在时候满足，你差遣你的儿子耶稣基督，还能为童贞女玛利亚所生。生在我们当中，他是在十字架上为我们而死，以致我们能因信靠他而得生命。我们感谢主，因为耶稣基督胜过死亡，使到我们每一个信靠他的人都能够有份成为上帝国中的国民。我们感谢你，因为你赐下圣灵，使得教会能够充满你的同在，以致我们所做的一切都能够有永恒的意义和价值。We remember that on the night of betrayal and desertion, Jesus took the bread, gave you thanks, and said, Take and eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.我们感谢主，在耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就掰开说：“这是我的身体，为你们所舍。你们当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后，耶稣也照样拿起杯来说：“这是杯，是我的血所立的新约。”是为你们众人赦罪而流，你们以后当如此行，为的是纪念我。In the same way, Jesus also took the cup, and after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me.Consecrate therefore, O Lord, by your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and juice. And bless us that as we receive them at your table, we may offer you our faith and praise. We may be united with Christ and with one another, and we may continue faithful in all things.愿主你现在差遣圣灵将饼和杯 分别为圣，以致当我们在主的圣餐桌领受主的饼和杯的时候，我们能够与人和好，也能够与基督是同行，以致我们所做的一切都能够讨主的喜悦。Thus we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. 我们如此恭敬的祷告，乃是奉耶稣基督的圣名。Amen. Please be seated. Just like the Chinese would eat a meal together as a family. So in Christ's church, those who are baptized and have become God's children also share this holy meal of the Lord's Supper among us. As Chinese people celebrate the New Year,会家人团聚，一同分享，一同用饭。很奇妙的，在神的家里也是如此。所有受洗信主的，成为上帝神儿女的人，都能够是一同同享这属天的灵粮，领受耶稣基督的圣餐。Let us partake the bread of Christ together. 让我们一同领受主的饼。 Let us partake the cup of Christ together. 让我们一同领受主的杯。如果你力之所及，希望您在座位上站起来，我们一同唱主导文。请你跟旁边的人拉拉手，拉在手一起唱。Let us stand and hold hands together if possible and sing the Lord's Prayer together.
Our Father, which art in
Stand and receive the benediction.
继续站立接受祝福。
May the Lord bless all of us this new year.
愿神在这新的一年祝福我们。
May it be a year of grace and blessing.
让这成为充满恩典的一年。
May the Lord keep us this new year.
愿神在这新年保护我们。
And may we live a life worthy of His calling.
让我们能够为他的呼召而生活。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
阿们。You may be seated as the choir will give the choral benediction, and please greet each other as we depart from here. And there will be equipping class Sunday school, and as printed in the bulletin. 当我们那个默祷的时候，诗班会唱祝福的诗歌。也请大家留步参加主日学，上帝祝福各位。